there were so many strong, good women at NPR. And I had come from commercial radio and television at a time when there were not many women. And so this was a great thing to be able to do.
What for you was personally a landmark story that you covered?
There were several. One I remember was being at the White House the last night of the Carter presidency, because people kept hoping that the Iranian hostages would be released, and of course they were not. Then being on Capitol Hill the night that Richard Nixon resigned, that was something. I remember the quiet. And then, of course, 9/11. I was in New York. I live in New York, and I have commuted to Washington every week for more than 21 years. I had stayed in New York on that Tuesday in order to vote in the mayor's election. And so on 9/11, I was flying from New York to Washington. Beautiful day. And did not know, of course, anything that was happening. Landed and then took the metro to the place where I stay. And I often take a little nap because I work late at night and that gives me a chance to rest. And when I got up, everyone was crowded in the streets and rushing to get on the metro, and no one knew what was happening. I arrived at NPR, and someone was sitting in my seat because, of course, they did not know that I would be arriving. And so I think that, as with everyone, sticks with me.
How did you go about preparing your newscasts that evening?
Actually, it was easier because you were working. So that could get your mind off of what was happening. I've always found that in doing my job. If I can concentrate on the facts and trying to get it right and getting it across to the people as fairly and objectively as I can, that gets your mind off what's happening to you personally. And so that's what I think everyone did. They just tried to concentrate on what was happening and forget about yourself, forget about everything else.
Do you worry about the future of public broadcasting?
I think NPR is going through some tough times now, as most big organizations do. But no, I don't. I really think that the American people and people everywhere, because of course we go around the world, they want to know the news, and they want to know the news factually, and they want to be able to trust in the news that they get. And I honestly feel that that's what NPR does. I know people try so hard to be fair. And I think that NPR is fair. Sure, we're going through some rough patches now, but I really honestly believe that it will work out and we'll just grow and be stronger.
Can you share with us a good piece of advice that you received during your broadcasting career?
Always be prepared and always try to be objective and just concentrate on what you're doing. I was very nervous when I started on the air. In fact, I started in Knoxville, Tennessee. I worked for an NBC radio and television affiliate, WATE. And my first job was writing commercials. And then I decided that I wanted to get into news. And so at first I was so nervous that I would tape on my radio newscast. And finally the boss said, "Ann, you either go live or you don't do it." So, of course, I did. Then he told me to try and not think about myself, but try to picture in your mind the people that you're talking to. And then that does help some with the nervousness, although I still get nervous every newscast.
What do you think that you're going to miss the least?
Oh, well, actually, this is a double-edged sword, because what I will miss the least is getting up at 4:30 in the morning in New York, walking down to catch a cab to go to the airport and getting the shuttle. That's what I will miss the least. But some of the people I will miss the most are the Delta Shuttle people in New York at the Marine Air Terminal and in Washington, and the TSA people in New York. I will miss seeing them every week.
Well, what's in your future?
I do not use the R word. I do not use retire.
Okay.
I like to think that I'm moving on and it's a new chapter. And I've had a wonderful career in doing news, and it's my first love. It will always be my first love. I hope to do some voiceovers and some narratives and maybe make a little bit of money, but we'll see. We'll just see.
Well, you know, and agreed, we're not going to use the R word, but what are you going to have more time to do now that you're looking forward to?
Not rushing to make a deadline. Having time to see more theater, to go to more art museums, to exercise more, and to eat better, and things of that sort.
As you're approaching your final day, which I understand is going to be the 30th?
That is correct.
Have you been receiving special treatment from your coworkers?
I have. They don't tease me as much, and they're a little bit easier on me. And actually, it's been very relaxed. We have a wonderful crew, and we get along well. We're like a family. We have our little tiffs, but they are just special to me, and I will miss them very much.
Well, Ann Taylor, I will miss your presence in the evening. So it's great to talk to you, Ann. It was nice to be able to meet you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate that, and it's been such fun talking to you.